Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, it's Trina Mara. Here is a big question for you today. What happens the family home for a divorcing couple during the separation process? It is one thing that people really know nothing about until they end up in that situation in a very stressful time. Well, Margaret Barrett is with us today. She's Managing Director at Mortgage Navigators. Hello, Margaret. How's things?
Good morning, Trina. How are you?
There's lots of implications, really, isn't there?
There is, absolutely. And listen, this is one of the most stressful situations for any cohabitating couple that have a mortgage together and have a family home together. And how do you split it up? You know, is one of the parties going to keep it? If there's children involved, if the children stay in the property, so on and so forth. So it needs real special consideration and planning, actually, as well. And you can never be too early to engage with some financial planning and some legal planning if you're finding yourself in this situation, because it can be tricky, Trina.
Oh, absolutely. And you don't want to be getting the advice from people, you know, a friend who lives up the road who really doesn't know. So it needs to be the proper advice.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it depends on the situation. It might be a contentious breakup. And there's a few things that, you know, straight off the cuff that I can advise on. So if this is a joint mortgage, right, okay, and we see this all the time, people forget that they have sole liability on the mortgage repayment. And what that means, Trina, is that each party is equally responsible for the mortgage repayment.
Right.
And the mortgage repayment is on your credit history, right? Okay, so if you start missing mortgage repayments, it's going to show on your credit history. And sometimes that will stop you from getting clear lending for maybe 2 to 5 years. So the first piece of advice is to avoid any mispayments on the mortgage whilst the separation is going on. And that can be difficult.
Margaret, it's funny that you say that, because I did have a friend who was in this situation separating and decided to withhold paying the mortgage because of this, because they were saying, well, I'm not living in the house, I'm not going to pay it. So that was the incorrect thing to do. And that was advice another friend had given them. Don't pay the mortgage, you're not there.
No, 100%. And that is absolutely such poor advice because you're still solely liable. Whilst you're named on the mortgage, you're named to pay the mortgage.
Right.
Regardless if you're living in the property or not, there is an expectation that the mortgage repayments continue to pay. And the bank will report it to the Central Credit Register.
Mm-hmm.
And as I say, it's staying there for the rest of your life now. It used to be 5 years in the old Irish Credit Bureau, and any, you know, poor transactions or poor credit history would fall off after 5 years if it had come back into up-to-date payments. Whereas now it stays on the credit history report forever. So there's no hiding from it.
Wow, okay. It does. Yeah.
So we see customers, unfortunately, we see it time and time again, customers coming in that are trying to have that fresh start, and that missed mortgage repayment is causing them trouble.
Can they go to the bank and say, look, we're in the middle of this process right now, we're separating, I'm having to rent somewhere that I really can't afford in the meantime, I just can't pay my half the mortgage and pay a rent and all the bits and pieces that go with that. If you went to the bank, would they be a bit sympathetic if you actually addressed it with them?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. And that's, I suppose, the first line of action, that if you feel your mortgage repayment is going to be in trouble, you have to contact the lender straight off and explain the situation. There's things that can be done. Moratoriums can be put in place where the mortgage repayment can be paused for maybe up to 3 months. They can reduce mortgage repayment due to financial pressure. So the bank is there to work with you.
Yeah. But do they still do the interest-only thing, Margaret?
Not particularly, but there will be a team in every institution to work with you. So don't, I suppose, stick your head in the sand and think everything is going to be fine, because it won't be, you know what I mean? So, you know, you have to engage early, Trina. That is the biggest advice. And if that means picking up the phone to a broker like ourselves, we'll best advise you. So that's number one, right? Okay, you cannot avoid the mortgage repayments unless you've engaged with the lender of the mortgage. The next thing that we see an awful lot of is that separation is happening and one of the parties is hoping to take on the family home.
Yeah.
And you have to be prepared for that. That's not something that automatically happens, right? Okay, so you have to show the lender that you can financially take on that debt and the property, right? Okay, so you really need to understand your financial situation. You need to show the lender on your bank statements for the last 6 months that you can pay the mortgage repayment on
by
your sole
yourself.
Income.
Yeah, because I mean, it was one thing originally getting it together, But suddenly then having to come up with all the money yourself, it's a different kettle of fish altogether.
It is for sure. It is for sure. And there's the possibility that the party that's leaving the family home may require some level of payoff to walk out. You know what I mean? So there's a, you know, you could have the mortgage, plus you could be borrowing to give that ex-party a deposit maybe for their next property. You know what I mean? So doing that well in advance, again, is crucial. You know what I mean? Because what we'll do here at the brokerage is we'll run your figures, we'll assess your bank statements, and if there is anything wrong at that stage, we're advising you, nearly like a first-time buyer, you need to do the following to make sure that you're mortgage-ready again to take it on by yourself.
Yeah. I mean, it's not a quick process, Margaret, in terms of like you separate and then 2 weeks later you're looking to take over. There's an awful lot of planning involved, isn't there, in this financially?
There is for sure. And when you're removing a borrower from a mortgage, it's nearly like you're a first-time buyer again. You know what I mean? The same credit assessment is undertaken. So the loan-to-income is taken into consideration. The loan-to-value, we'd expect to be fine there anyway. You know what I mean? But loan-to-value is taken into consideration. The debt service ratio is taken into consideration. But bearing in mind, it's now on a sole income. So if there's a car loan or a term loan or a personal loan in place, that could affect you taking on the mortgage by yourself. The biggest one is the demonstrated repayment ability. So you have to show the lender that you can take on the mortgage repayment on your sole income. And bearing in mind that this was probably jointly paid up to this point, where both salaries were contributing towards the mortgage repayment. So it can take a big adjustment, you know what I mean, for that remaining party to show that mortgage repayment by themselves. The other thing then is we have to ensure, you know, obviously there might be kids involved in the situation. The kids are assessed on the sole income as well to make sure that we're not financially stressing the party, just in case, you know, there's no maintenance agreement in place. So it's a bit of an undertaking, but we can work with you. You know what I mean? I don't want to be all doom and gloom in this call because that's not the agenda, but it is that you have to be seriously prepared, like seriously prepared to take it on by yourself.
And also, you can't be changing your job because you have to be permanent in your job, like when you were first going for the mortgage.
And that's the point. It is a full assessment. You know, going back to the day that you first bought that house. You know what I mean? It's like the banker taking a fresh look at you to make sure that you can take it on. And unfortunately, what sometimes we see is that it is the family home, and maybe, you know, we'll say the mother had taken, you know, parental leave or reduced her hours, you know what I mean, by that, and now finding herself in the position that she'd have to return to full-time employment to take on the family home mortgage. There's a lot to contend with, but planning will certainly help, Trina. The other thing is that obviously if you're legally separating, you should be getting, you know, legal advice at this point in time, but conjoin that with financial advice to get the best path to go forward. The other thing that I suppose clients will have to also bear in mind is that the lender will possibly want to see a legal separation in place before they'd remove a borrower. So that may need to have happened before we can remove the borrower from the mortgage. In that legal separation, what they're looking for, has the borrower that's being removed, is that borrower willing to sign a deed of waiver? And what a deed of waiver means is that they're waiving their right to any property held in the ex-spouse's name into the future. So, look, a good family solicitor will know that that has to be included. It certainly should be included in the divorce decree. But again, the banks will want to see it. So just to make sure that, I suppose, that our applicants would be aware of that.
Yeah.
But preparation is key, Trina. It is as simple as that. It is down to preparation.
Do you know, I feel so sorry for couples when one party won't play ball and the other one is just stuck in that limbo where they can't do anything. They can't move on.
Yeah, and it happens, and we see it all the time, and we see credit history reports coming in, and the applicant we're dealing with has been keeping up their side of the repayments, but maybe the other applicant isn't transferring money in every month to the joint bank account, and the mortgage repayment is being missed.
Yeah.
But it affects them both, you know what I mean? And I suppose, I think there's a lack of understanding of the consequences that causes, which is significant because it will follow the customer for at least the next 5 years. So the rule of thumb is don't miss the payments. If at all possible, don't miss the payments. Try keep the mortgage operating inside in the terms and conditions until the separation is agreed.
Well, it's funny what you said there about this staying on your record forever, because I'm assuming if it's not an amicable separation, one party might think that they're getting at the other one. by not keeping up the repayment, but actually they're damaging their own financial record as well.
Absolutely. And like, we have new lending policies in place where a divorcee is now considered a fresh start, so it can borrow like a first-time buyer again. But it is the same credit assessment criteria that's applied. You know what I mean? The banks aren't unforgiving when they see credit history problems. You know what I mean? Mm. Because you're looking like a poor bet, to be quite honest. And bearing in mind that lenders are looking at you and assessing you with a risk hat on. And as I say to everyone here at the brokerage, we start with a yes, and unfortunately sometimes find ourselves at a no when we're assessing an application. Whereas the lenders will always probably start with a no and work to a yes. So if we're presenting a case that has Central Credit Register issues on it, or bad credit issues on it, we're up against it from the get-go. You know what I mean? And we're trying to find mitigating factors to override the missed payments, and for the lender to say, okay, well, you know, there's reasons here this happened. But they can be slow, Trina. You know what I mean? They can be slow to lend.
I'm hearing often an awful lot of couples who are separating after, you know, 20 years together. So they might only have, I don't know, 5 or 10 years left on their mortgage. It might not be that much left. And one party maybe isn't working, but has, you know, maybe maintenance or something like that coming in. Are they out? Basically, you have to be working, do you, to be approved?
You do. Yeah. You do. Now, we have lenders. We have new lender after entering the Irish market, and their credit assessment is probably a little bit wider than some of our other lenders. They'd look at a social welfare payment for lending, they'd look at maintenance for lending, but you still have to sit inside the criteria, as in, do you have enough income coming into this household every month to pay the mortgage repayment? Mm-hmm. So it can be tricky, you know what I mean? And whilst there may be a legal maintenance order in place, there's no guarantee that the maintenance order will come in every month either, you know what I mean? Especially if it's a contentious separation. Like, regardless, and I say this to all of our clients, regardless of what my calculator says, and it might say, yes, absolutely, ready for application or ready for submission, it has to be comfortable for the applicant. And my piece of advice is that a mortgage repayment needs to be comfortable on your worst month. So like, if this is a case of a separation and this applicant is heavily reliant on the maintenance repayment coming in to service the debt, that might just be putting them in a financial precarious position if the maintenance order didn't transpire.
And
you know
I'm
what
sure
I mean? So
you've seen it as well. You know, when people are going for this and they say, do you know what, I can get by spending 30 or 40 quid on my groceries a week. Like, in reality, that's very, very difficult to do. Even though people feel like, I'll just do whatever I have to do to get through this. But I mean, on the other side, you have to be careful that you're not leaving somebody living on beans on toast for, you know.
100%. Yeah. 100%. Now, all lenders' calculators are calculating an assessment called net disposable income. So they're taking the income multiple that we've inputted in, let's call it salary or social welfare, whatever the salary is, or whatever the income is. But they're assessing that after tax. They're assessing, they're allowing for expenses for children, they're allowing for, you know, day-to-day potential living expenses. But what they're checking to make sure is that that mortgage repayment, that monthly mortgage repayment, isn't financially stressing you.
So I really think, you know, you really have to have your ducks in a row. You need to have all your paperwork together. What's the biggest stumbling block, do you think, then, for people? What kind of gets in the way?
The biggest problem we often get is that the applicant that's coming to us to take on the mortgage by themselves hasn't shown the proven repayment ability of the mortgage repayment, right? Okay, so that means that it could have been the ex-partner was paying the mortgage repayment and this applicant potentially was taking on the day-to-day living expenses. And that doesn't show on a bank statement that they can actually pay the mortgage. So, look, a separation doesn't come out of the blue, Trina. You know what I mean? You'll know well in advance if you're heading towards trouble. And
well,
you'd
hope you would. Some people, I mean,
well,
are just...
And unfortunately, sometimes we see one or two applicants coming through and it didn't see it coming at all. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But like your man, Dave Grohl, there during the week, who said that he had fathered a child outside of his marriage. And you're like, can you imagine that happening?
I know.
And I'm sure it does happen. Yeah,
it absolutely does happen. But if you have any gut feeling that you're potentially heading towards trouble, it's time to start preparing. You know, like, I can't stress that enough. And, you know, for our female applicants, sometimes they're caught up, you know what I mean? And they're caught up with work and they're caught up with family life. Yeah. And this is kind of put in the back burner a little bit. And they're often the weaker applicants. To be quite honest.
Well,
Trina,
women often feel like they have to stay because they can't financially get out of a marriage like that. If their husband is kind of the breadwinner or pays most of the mortgage, they feel like they wouldn't be able to. But yeah, we have to be independent.
Pick up the phone.
Yes.
Well, pick up the phone. Like, my advice is our assessment criteria, our consultations are free. We've no problem giving best advice. And please God, maybe the separation mightn't happen at all. You know what I mean by that? Yeah. But pick up the phone and let us give you the advice to get yourself organised. If you take it and you need it, well and good, you're ready. But it's being ahead of it is the biggest advice, Trina. Oh.
Well, listen, there is Margaret Barrett, and she's waiting there, ready to help you. MortgageNavigators.ie. She's Managing Director. They're a specialist mortgage broker service. And if you are going through that, if you're going through a separation or a divorce, and you just don't know what is going to happen with the house, and I'm sure so many people, they don't want to sell the house. They don't want to leave where the kids play and, you know, where the kids go to school and all that. And the housing market, sure, there's no houses out there anyway at the moment to buy something else. Plenty of advice there to get your ducks in a row. Thanks so much, Margaret. We'll definitely have you on again, because I know we'll get questions in after this. We might address
Trina,
them the next
day. Thanks so much.
Thanks so
You're
much.
You're so good.
Bye
thanks
bye.
So much.
It's
bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Kids Radio. Bye-bye.